Syracuse lawmakers are trying to work out concerns over a proposed law that would allow police to crack down on problem houses in city neighborhoods. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, it's a case where constitutional rights collide with neighborhood concerns.
Councillor Khalid Bey wants to use a 100-year-old law that was once used to crack down on brothels as a way to rid neighborhoods of houses that have become hangouts for drug dealers and other criminals.
You know, you could be in a four-block radius. There might be one house there that, whether it's high traffic, violence, crime, too many law parties, whether they're owner, or rented, these things take place. And they take place without impunity.
Bay says authorities can't use the current nuisance abatement law many times because it requires three arrests at a property before police can take action. The disorderly houses law only requires three complaints, making it easier for police to move in. And that's where there could be constitutional implications, according to Sam Young, director of Advocacy Legal Services of Central New York. For one thing, he says this law could interfere with due process.
The law as it currently is proposed, contains no process by which property owners or landlords, tenants can challenge the complaints that are made, which may be made anonymously.
Young says similar laws in other communities have run into legal challenges. Lawmakers say they'll look into ways to incorporate these concerns into some final legislation. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.